Philippe Saint-Papier. These are secure to this date is 05/08/2025. Dictation is for Miss Maria Casas. Casas spelled C-A-S-A-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 11/24/1966. This is a 58-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Marie was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 3/14/2025, during which time she suffered multiple contusion, a post-traumatic headache, weakness in her upper extremities and lower extremities, is now complaining of some numbness in her right upper extremity. She indicated that she also continued to have some flank pains and bilateral weakness, which she said seems to be getting better. However, she says her right upper extremity seems not to be doing better, period. She says she feels that the right upper extremity sometimes goes to sleep, period. Next paragraph, patient indicated she is having some difficulties with physical therapy because she said the required regimen is this uncomfortable, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergy were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed as above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 98%. Room air blood pressure is 112/76. Pulse 77. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion with mild discomfort. In all range of motion. Next paragraph. Bony structures of her neck are not tender. There's no step off. No crepitus with range of motion. There is some tenderness on the lateral surface of her neck in the regions of her trapezius muscles bilaterally. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has some discomfort with deep inspiration. There's no adventitious sounds. She has no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen. The seatbelt area. Seatbelt area. Does not reveal any ecchymosis, erythema. There's mild tenderness in the seatbelt area in the lower abdomen and across her chest, across her upper abdomen. She has normal bowel sounds. There's still some discomfort in the suprapubic region on palpation. Next line, CVA tenderness is still present. Next line, next paragraph, upper extremity, right upper extremity, there is reduced abduction. Negative Phelan tests. Negative Tenel test. Strength in our upper extremities bilateral are approximately 3/5. No muscle atrophy. Next paragraph, lower extremity strength approximately 4/5, no muscle atrophy, no tenderness to palpation, no deformity. She bears weight well with mild antalgic gait. Next paragraph, neuro. She's alert, she's oriented. Cranial nerve sutton is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, with some restrictions secondary to pain, with reduced strength as demonstrated above. Her mood is depressed, her affect is depressed. She continues to get emotional while giving history. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one, post-traumatic headache. Number two, upper extremity weakness bilaterally. Assessment number three, right shoulder pain, right shoulder weakness bilaterally. Correction. Right shoulder pain and bilateral shoulder weakness. Number four, left arm contusion with bicep muscle prominence and hypertrophic with flexion. There's no deformity. There's no bony tenderness to palpation. Assessment number five, flank pain. Six, bilateral lower extremity weakness and mild pain. Next paragraph, plan. Patient was reassured. She was advised to continue physical therapy, to do some stretchings of her own at home. Warm soaks in the bathtub was recommended. She indicated that self-care or self-exercise at home is sometimes very uncomfortable because of pain and has no one to encourage her to help her. So she says she depends on the physical therapy. She was advised to keep these appointments. She was sent home with Flexeril 10 milligrams stick, 1 PO BID. Strongly encouraged not to drive when she takes this medication, or if she finds that the medication gets her too drowsy during the daytime, she must take it at nighttime period. Her fitness for duty form was completed with restrictions. I will see this patient again in approximately 1 month. She will return to work on Monday, but with restrictions. End of dictation.